Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Joining us live right now, National Weather Service meteorologist Philip Pandelfo with a rundown on what we're expecting. You know, Philip, I walked out and it seems kind of nice, all right, a little breezy, but it's warm outside. I guess this is all going to change. What are we in for over the next few hours?
Hi, good morning, Brian. So we're tracking a strengthening area of low pressure that's moving just to our northwest, and that is driving a very strong cold front through the region this morning. Now, across far western New York, we're already beginning to observe wind gusts in excess of 50 miles an hour. And while the temperatures are mild, they're already beginning to tumble. Just in the last hour, Buffalo Airport, we dropped from 55 to 47. And that rapid drop in temperatures is going to continue through the morning hours today as the cold air filters in behind the front. Now, much of the rain has tapered off across far western New York. There's still a few showers hanging around. Well, the plunging temperatures are going to cause lake effect snow to develop right around the late morning hours. And that will continue through the afternoon and into this evening before the lake effect gets a quick shift southward across the south towns and eventually into ski country tonight. With the combination of the winds, we could be looking at a pretty nasty stretch of weather, but only for a few hours across the Buffalo metro area today.
So, nasty stretch of weather. We're primarily talking about blowing snow, I'm guessing?
Right. The winds in combination with the snow. Now, wind gusts northeast of Lake Erie are expected to be very strong today. Now, we're going to be holding on to gusts generally in the 55 to 65 mile an hour range through late tonight, although there's expected to be a window between the late morning and the afternoon hours, maybe about 3 to 4 hours, where we could see wind gusts up to 75 miles an hour northeast of Lake Erie, which is very strong. And in combination with the recent rainfall that we saw yesterday and overnight, the soils are very saturated. It could further exacerbate the risk of uprooted trees northeast of Lake Erie. Now, your question about the blowing snow, yes, that is another concern of ours. Once the lake effect develops, and there's a little bit of uncertainty with how strong the lake effect is going to be northeast of Lake Erie this afternoon, but if the snow is predicted to be as strong as we're thinking, it could lead to some whiteout conditions northeast of the lake this afternoon.
How much snow are we talking about? I know you mentioned basically southern Erie County and down lower, you're going to see the most of it after it kind of settles in, but where and how much, let's say, over the next 24 hours?
Right. So that's going to depend on how long the band lingers northeast of the lake and how intense it will be when it first develops. We're not expecting too much in the way of snowfall, though, because it is expected to move southward pretty quickly by this evening. We could be looking at about 3 to 6 inches of accumulation northeast of the lake, including around the Buffalo metro area, although that 3 to 6 inches is going to be blowing around quite a bit with the winds that we're expecting today.
Okay. All this blowing snow, it's going to be with us for today, but how long is this storm system going to last?
Well, if we're referring to the lake effect in the leeward side of the system, the lake effect downwind of the lakes is going to continue almost the entire week, believe it or not. We are expecting lake effect snow pretty much every single period through at least Thursday night, likely into Friday and beyond. Now, the winds will start to subside as we go through the night tonight, though they will be very blustery through Tuesday. Out of the northwest, gusts could still very well reach 40 miles an hour through the day Tuesday. They start to more substantially subside as we go into Tuesday night and Wednesday.
Okay. Well, a lot to watch out for. Philip, thanks so much for being with us and helping us sort through it. Philip Pandelfo, meteorologist over at the National Weather Service, joining us live this morning.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.